Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. It is podcast
day.
Robbie Page.
Danielle Perkins.
Callie Atwood.
And Melissa Jeffrion.
Melissa, yes. Where do you talk?
I talk right here.
Y'all, which you can't see, we're live on YouTube Live. Those of you that don't know, we go YouTube Live because y'all asked us to record our recordings because we really are funny. But Melissa tends to watch the screen and talk to the ladies on the screen versus to you guys on the podcast. So her cheek is always to the mic.
Sorry.
Sorry. Ooh, hi, Rai Rai. Look at that hair. So it's podcast day, y'all. Yes. Okay, so when we're recording this, it's the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
When you hear this,
it's after, dun, dun, dun. It's after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving will be done.
And yes. It will be Christmas time.
Is near.
Here.
Happiness here. And cheer. There's happiness. No near, actually.
Okay, y'all, that's Santa right behind you, Callie. I feel like somebody's staring at me. So over here in our office, we recorded. So I have this DIY life course that changes. It's, what was your fancy word?
Thematic. I said thematic and nobody liked that word. So
it's thematic. Well, December for You Inc. is Santa. We all have one. Making dreams come true since
1809.
And so my home is where I record all the videos. So it's still decorated for the videos. And I still have on my Mama Claus sweatshirt. But there's a Santa right behind Callie's head, and I feel like somebody's staring at me.
It's kind of, you know.
So y'all should do the course. What was your favorite lesson that I did in that one, y'all?
I liked Don't Be So Serious, but I did like the first one. We talked about the definition of Santa.
Where you showed all the little kids.
Yes, that was really cute.
Oh, yeah, that was really sweet.
That was a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
And you get to learn about, like, I didn't know half of those facts about Santa. Yeah.
The seven facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those of you that are watching YouTube Live, go see my Facebook post.
Yes.
You have an inside trek to my giveaway I just posted on Facebook.
Yes.
So if you're listening on the podcast, you will not
be able to.
Sorry, it's over.
They're like, hold on, let me go look. Yes. No. It's going to be over by the time you listen to this.
That's exactly
but
right.
But anyone on YouTube Live can go enter.
Okay.
So this is a great time to bring up maybe go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Robbie Page.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you get alerted when we go live and do things like this.
Did you get alerted, Callie?
No, I think because I'm logged in as you.
Oh, got it. Danielle did.
I get the alerts.
Yeah, well, Danielle will just shove you off a mountain.
Callie's always this aggressive. She's just very pregnant with a boy.
We're just hoping that goes away when Charlie's here.
Yes,
yeah,
we're hoping
it's a new trait that she picked up this pregnancy, and she's super aggressive. Hey, at least I'm not the aggressive one in the office right now for 9 months.
That's true.
That is true.
You get that role.
I mean,
I'll take it.
Junior aggressive.
I'm sorry? I'm senior aggressive?
You're senior aggressive.
Callie's been aggressive. I haven't been aggressive. I've been real nice.
Oh, would we say that?
Christmas time.
I'm so glad I took off that sweater because I'm already sweating.
I know. You start sweating during podcasts.
I thought you were going to say your belly dance.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas. I do have a topic, a hot spot.
Okay.
Can I vent?
Sure. It's your podcast.
Okay, good. I'm going to vent because it's my podcast and I can. So I saw something the other day and it irritated me.
Okay.
Who wants to know what it was?
We all
yes,
do.
Tell
okay.
us.
Okay. So I'm going to quote this wrong and that's okay. I'm cool with that. But I read something that talked about
how during the whole lockdown in the nation, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Google, who is that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Whoever it is.
I don't know his name. He was on the thing.
Target, Walmart, all these big boxes literally tripled and quadrupled into the billions.
Yeah.
What? And it made me mad. Do you guys want to know why?
Yeah. Why? Please tell us. Thanks. Share with the class.
Wait. Because there's so many small business owners that are struggling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that irritated me. So, what does this have to do with Christmas, y'all were wondering?
I'm about to tell you.
Yep. Okay. So, that being said, I'm on a mission this year to support small business owners. If it's a boutique, if it's a person that sells online, if it's someone that makes, like, we went to that little market, Christmas market this weekend. I bought that sweet little lady. She makes her own soy candles with peppermint oils and stuff. I thought, I'm going to buy them from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm so irritated about that. I got this Mama Claus there.
So you bought real mistletoe.
Yeah, I bought real mistletoe. What would happen if we truly support people that we know? Why do we turn away people we know and would rather go to Target when that's not going to pay their bills and support the people we know, their kids? I don't understand that. Okay, I'm done venting.
Well, I love that everybody on Facebook and social media have been posting, I think, feel the sentiment.
There's been a lot of people saying,
I want to support local businesses. If you have one, please say what it is below.
Or they'll say, like, hey, I'm looking for this.
Right.
Yeah.
This, like, particular item. Do I know anyone that sells it? And I actually saw, and I haven't, like, super looked into it, Amazon, have y'all seen? Amazon has come out with basically an Etsy version of Amazon.
No.
Yeah, it's an Amazon. I think it's called Amazon Handmade. And it's for, you still, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you still get all the same benefits, but it's from people that handmake things, just like it would be on Etsy.
Amazon's going to take over.
And I thought,
no, I'm kind of irritated by that.
I'm a little bit irritated by that.
Like, leave Etsy be Etsy. Wow.
Right. Well, Etsy's been around for, ever.
But basically, they're giving small businesses an opportunity.
Yes. And I just thought, as someone that I shop on Amazon anyway, and I also shop on Etsy.
Yeah, sure.
If there's an opportunity that I can do, I can look and see, okay, there's something on there and I can help someone that makes handmade goods.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, you know? And I'm not hating on Amazon. We're Amazon people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just irritated at the small business. I'm going to have to move that Santa. I literally feel like somebody's staring at me. I think I'm just irritated at the amount of small businesses that are struggling right now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's my 2 cents on, you know, you can't charge $25 to ship when Amazon's free. I don't know, y'all. Sure. It's such a mental thing for me. But I do. I feel bad for all the small businesses. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's the behavior of humans that do my head in, mm-hmm. that don't support their friends and family. Maybe, perhaps, that's what bothers me. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Because people will literally go buy lipstick at the store before they'll support their friend who sells it.
Mm-hmm.
People will go buy hand lotion at the store before they'll support their friend who sells it. I think that bothers me.
Yeah. Well, you've taught a lot of us that lesson. And I think that this has just magnified the need for that support. Probably. Of shop small and why it's important. And really, you're helping somebody's family at the end of the day.
When does shop small... Small Business Saturday. Isn't that between
That's usually around,
Black Friday mm-hmm. and Cyber Monday? There's mm-hmm. Saturday. Mm-hmm. There's Shop Small Business Saturday.
Which would be this Saturday then.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Which would be this because it's...
I'm going to do a Facebook Live about it.
You should.
Now, for all of you listening to me vent right now, I know there's the category of takers. Mm-hmm. I also am going to vent about takers who are like, let me tell you everything that I have to sell, but no, thank you. Yes. I don't want what you're selling.
Right. Yes.
Don't be a taker. Like, be a giver and a taker. Yes. So I have a group of girls, my life group girls. It's called the Inner Circle. I posted in there, only if you're willing to be a giver as well, mm-hmm. tell us what you do. Don't be the person that says, buy for me, buy for mm-hmm. me. And then you're like, oh, no, thank you.
Right.
There's a lot of people like that. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Anyway.
I loved when I was doing my pillows and all of that to when I would do trade shows is to barter with other, like, other booths and everything. And then that's when I would go find people's Christmas presents. Like, someone would say, oh my gosh, I love this pillow. And if they had a booth, I'm like, okay, let me look at your booth.
Right.
Maybe there's not something, like, personally I love, but who could I get someone, like, for someone for a Christmas present? And I think that that's, it's always thinking outside of yourself.
Sure.
Like you always say. And so I mean, I love seeing everyone starting to post about that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. No, I, you know what? I love Christmas shopping. That's
same.
That's the, and there are some Tory Burch things that I want, which, you know, you can't get that from a small person, but you could get it from that place in South Lake, that little boutique that carries Tory Burch.
Maloof's, I think that was so fun getting out on Friday. I have to, like, psych up mentally just our current climate because that was hard. It was hard for me. I don't like walking into a store and feeling like I just want to be like, just leave me alone. I just want to shop and give you my money and leave. I don't want you to hassle me about anything. So that's why I would rather stay at home. But it was so, it was, we haven't gone shopping
at all
in months. I haven't been to a mall since March. When was the last time we've
been to the mall?
We haven't been to a mall since all of this started. And so, like, think about Stonebriar, all those places.
Okay, so that was the beginning of March. It's probably February?
Yes. I know.
Oh, and I can't remember the last time I went to a mall.
I can't even remember which mall I went to.
And listen, I know this is going to get me punched in the face. I don't love Target.
Which is fine.
I don't love Target. I genuinely don't. So I don't go in Target. I haven't been to a mall.
Well, it's Target leaves I'm you alone, so I don't mind walking around Target.
Sure. What do you guys love about Target? Will somebody tell me?
I think it's all of the, like, it's a home store. Is that y'all's generation? Yes. It's a home store. Yeah. It's clothing for, like, I buy the kids clothes there because it fits them well and it's cute. It's movies.
I think
it's
as, like, all the things there. As a, where your generation, I think, like, I believe, I could be completely wrong, this is not factual, Target is the reason that Toys R Us closed.
Oh, that would be
And Walmart, probably.
Yes, probably Walmart as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying Target because Toys R Us didn't close until Target got really big.
That is true.
Walmart's been around for a while.
Or Amazon.
That's true. And I'm just thinking, okay, so as a mom, am I going to go, and I understand Toys R Us had, like, all the things, I get that. However, if I have my kids with me, I'm not going to think, I'm going to go to Toys R Us, I'm going to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go here and here.
All the stops.
It's a one-stop shop that I have to get my kid out of the car seat one time.
Right. Yeah, no, I get
that. And so it's, I think it's just about convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's probably true.
Oh, I can come in here, I can grocery shop if I need to.
And Toys R Us was overpriced. Then there's that.
Well, there's that. But
I mean, it was super expensive.
That's our generation, the way we grew up. You grew up with department stores.
Yeah,
so
totally.
You went to a store for everything instead of everything's in one place.
I remember when, like, Walmart came to this area. I remember thinking, I can get my groceries, and I'm only 49.
Right.
So it's not like I'm 65.
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember thinking, what? How do you get all the same things at the same place? Right. Isn't that funny?
Right.
But I grew up, my dad's motto was, if Sears doesn't have it, you don't want it. Like, I grew up.
Yeah.
My parents loved Sears.
Like, my dad loved Sears.
Isn't Sears gone?
I think so. JCPenney, Mervyn's was my mom's favorite store.
Mervyn's. Open.
Yes, Mervyn's was where we got.
Do you think Kohl's is like Mervyn's?
Yes, I would say Kohl's and Belk is kind of like a
Mervyn's
type thing. But other than that, I don't go. I mean, there's Dillard's.
We've been to Belk recently.
Yeah, I've been to Belk.
Yeah, we have. We have. Yeah.
Like, my mom texted me today and she said, hey, can you order this for me off of Amazon? And it was a Keurig.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yep, let me get it. And so I said, okay, it says it will be delivered to your house by 6 p.m. And she goes, that's wild.
It is wild.
She's like, that is so, and I think that that's just what we're in.
Right.
It's, you know, there's that balance of this is fantastic, but then at the same time, it's like, it's that microwave generation that it's creating. Yes. So.
Well, but you know what's funny, you guys? We live in the Dallas Metroplex. How many people don't get even 3-day Amazon delivery?
Right.
I can't imagine.
No.
Like, I think we're spoiled even with where we live. Oh, definitely. You know? Yes. How many people don't get next day Amazon or same day?
Like last night, I thought, okay, I need some nursing bras and I want to get like a nightgown when people come over, like a nighty. Mm-hmm. Got on Amazon. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, there it is. But a lot of people don't have that.
Well, I think the problem with Amazon, that's the best news for Amazon, for the consumer, is the price and the shipping is so simple. Now, I know the small guys can't compete with that. Right. I get that. Yeah. However, it's like John Maxwell wrote that book, Leaders Shift. If you don't shift, you're going to lose out.
Right.
Like,
right.
Nothing should take 2 weeks and $40 to ship. Sure, you know? Right. And I get it. It's kind of like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
But even on, like, when I'm on Etsy, and I've shared this on the podcast before, with being pregnant with Charlie, I've bought so much off Etsy. Yeah.
And that's all homemade things, right?
Yes, it's all from different small shops that have his name monogrammed on it. Or, like, I have a boppy pillow, and I had it for Kate, but it has flowers on it.
Mm.
Well, I don't want it flowers for Charlie, and so I found a shop that she hand makes.
Oh, replacement.
Replacements. So I ordered that from her. And, but it's been, I don't think about, okay, I'm going to have to pay $5 for shipping. I just know. And I think from my end, since I did have a small business, I had a small shop. I understand this is not the same as Amazon.
Sure.
I'm not expecting to get it in the mail like immediately. Or last year I ordered Kate an ornament from someone that she's on Etsy. And then I went back to her this year and got the same type of ornament for Charlie.
Oh, cute. Aww.
And so I know that I'm gonna, and she said it will take me about 2 weeks, blah, 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 blah. So I already know that going into it. So if you're willing to say, I'm willing to support this small business, it's around Christmas time.
Right.
This is nothing like I can find on wherever.
Right.
Then you think, yes, it's totally worth it. And it's customizable. And so for me in my brain, I'm like, I will pay the shipping. It's good, you know?
Okay, let me throw something else on the table because I'm a business coach. I think too, sometimes small businesses aren't coached into don't trip over the pennies for the dollars.
Oh, sure.
Then there's that.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you think, I just spent $120 with you and you're going to charge me whatever. Like, I think a lot of people don't know how to give a little to gain a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, that's one of the things I always think for small businesses. I'm like, can I work with you for 1 year?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You've got so much profit in that.
Mm-hmm.
Really count what it's going to cost you to be. You can call it tight. You can call it stingy. You can call it whatever.
Right.
But the amount of mindset, I think a lot of people with small businesses aren't trained how to sweat the small stuff.
Yeah,
for like a customer for life is because of the small stuff, you know?
Yes. Well, but just all those, like, that's what I really appreciated in listening to you coach people, is it's a mindset that has a foundation of just things like that.
Yeah.
That will move you forward instead of it will trip you, make you frustrated and quit if you don't get that foundation laid. So listening to you, like I don't come from entrepreneurs. I don't come from small business people. I don't come from that background at all. I come from, both my parents were employees that became supervisors, but on both leadership positions, but they've never had to. So I've learned everything I learned about business from you. And so I think this generation, that's what everybody is becoming.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of the generations before, they all had a solid 9-to-5. They were all
answer to somebody unless sure. they own the business.
Right.
Well, and we think that our own thinking is the best thinking.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So right. we've never had a business before in our life, and we think all of our ideas are the greatest.
Fact.
Right.
You know.
Let's see what our
viewers are saying. We've got a lot of responses. Remember, if you guys text 940-242-5443, sound like we're at a telethon, and donate the next 10 minutes. No, I'm kidding. You guys text that, and what do we want them to say? Podcast?
Yeah.
You can say podcast and get notified if our goal is to go live Thursdays at 3. Like, that's our goal is to maintain
that. We just
that,
happen to start that during the holidays.
Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Yeah. We won't be here on Thursday.
Right.
No.
And then last Tuesday. Week it was Riley's game.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so we have a lot of viewers on right now watching us as we're videoing this. What are they saying, Melissa? Do you see?
Yes. Yeah, so like Liz is saying about that you're talking about going back to Amazon and small business. She says Colorado is shutting down again. She feels bad for the small businesses. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Augusta said, true, that's expensive. Kohl's and Helm. Do we know Helm? I don't know Helm.
Uh-uh.
Are today's Mervins. Heather Harger said, yes, I love microwave generation. It's crazy how it has turned into an instant gratification
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And Karen, thanks, Karen. She loved the text, so she could jump
on
today.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What does April say? Is there a
vendor list from the Harvest Market? That's a great question.
Okay, you know what, April? I'll tell you this. I'm actually going to ask on my Facebook, who out there is a small business? Who can we support? Also, April, I know you're in my inner circle. And so within that inner circle, I also ask the question because I want to create an environment where you guys can easily find these people to shop from because I am super sensitive that the country's shutting down.
Right.
Right. All of us sitting right here are small business owners from you, Melissa, and your fashion line and me and my anti-aging line and my group coaching and my life coaching, my business coaching and Jared and Danielle. Jared makes furniture and Jared builds homes and he's not Fox and Jacobs and he's not David Weekly. He's Jared Perkins. Mm-hmm. And then Callie and Chase. Callie's a pilot for drones and...
No, not me.
Not you.
That would be
Chase. Chase. but he and then Callie is a home designer. So we're all small businesses, right? So yeah, I'm going to put that together for you guys. So that way y'all know where you can shop first. So...
But anyway,
that's just my two cents with that.
I love it.
Thanks.
I do too. I really do.
Thanks. Do you guys have a Christmas list?
Yes.
Like personally?
Yeah.
It's small, but I have a few things that I'm like, oh.
I have a few things this year.
Same. I don't have anything this year. I have a baby that
I know.
Yeah.
You're out.
I want a baby,
out of me.
Yes. I think you're wanting to have a
so
baby.
So y'all talk and I'm going to listen and Greg get ideas.
But I was thinking back. I was looking through pictures to print and I remember I was pregnant 2 years ago with Noah. 2 years ago? Yes. And I remember thinking, I just want a healthy baby. I don't really care. Just get me through this. I'm tired. I'm done.
Well, two Christmases ago, I was pregnant with Kate. And we found out she was a girl right before Christmas.
Yep.
And I was like, that's our Christmas present. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was our first Christmas with her.
Uh-huh.
And that was amazing. And then this Christmas... I will not be pregnant by Christmas.
Isn't that
crazy?
However, it's just kind of like, it's hard to focus on Christmas right now.
Yeah.
And like, oh, what do I want?
Sure.
So y'all share your list.
Yeah.
What are y'all wanting? What are you wanting, Danielle? You just got
know.
A new Tahoe. I mean, God.
I did. I always feel like there's extra pressure because my birthday is 7 days before Christmas.
Right.
So I feel like I don't think about things all year long. And then it's like,
bam,
there's two things. And I'm like, what are all the things I want? I don't know. I really want a new pair of birdies.
Would
y'all see the glitter
Which
ones?
Which pattern?
They're really pretty.
What?
They're like party
sparkle.
Glitter. Like glitter
they're
with like
sparkle
rhinestone-y
everywhere.
Thingies
like, oh,
on them.
Yes.
Are you going to get those?
No.
I was
She's
gonna
like,
say,
mm,
that's
I was
not
like,
you.
That's not
That's
you.
Me.
Yeah.
I would wear
yes.
those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a neutral color. I forget what it's called.
They're like latte or something like that. Yeah, they're pretty. I wear mine
because I love my cheetah ones. Oh, I think
you showed me those. Those are really pretty. Those are so comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
I love them.
They're so comfortable. I have six pairs.
Thanks, Melissa. I have
slight obsession. You have two. I have six.
I have three. No, I have three, the black, the cheetah.
Oh, yeah. And the I forgot about black. The black one. I always forget about the black one.
Okay. Sorry, Karen.
I don't know. I feel like I really need to work on it on my
That's
list.
It. Just a pair of birdies.
Well.
So you get the left one for your birthday and the right one for Christmas.
I also want a dining room table, if that counts.
You want grown-up stuff. No, Jared, what do you want for this. You?
What else do I want?
I know.
Listen, Jared.
That's why we got that text today.
Oh, my gosh.
It literally said welt in all caps. Uh-huh. That's why we got it.
Yes. Jared was listening?
Yes, in one of our feeds, Jared just put welt. The word welt.
Oh, that's funny. Yep.
He always listens.
Which is that he texted you and said he was going to get you inside.
Yes, he said, I know him.
Yes. Yes. Well, and he told me.
You know what you should ask for with your beautiful hair?
Yes.
Is the Dyson wrap curler. I want that.
Yeah. Tell him if he wants that, that it's on Robbie's Like to Know It. He just went to the link and pushed buy.
I don't have the wrap one. And I'm like, ooh. And I asked Jade. And she, because I had, Chase got me the blow dryer last year.
Which is phenomenal.
And I love it. Same. Love it. I thought, oh, that wrap.
We watched her do it, her hair with it before your shower. Yeah, and I was like, that's
you weren't there, Callie.
Because she said she doesn't use her blow dryer now.
No, you weren't there. She literally sat down, what, Danielle, 2 minutes?
Maybe. Yeah, well, she got ready curls. So fast.
Yes.
And then she goes, look, sissy, try it. And my curls lasted through the night and the next day. And it took me no time.
Yeah.
If that's you want to know what we're talking about, go to Like to Know It app, look up Robbie Page, and it's right there, the Dyson Air Wrap, and you can see it. It's really, really cool.
You should ask Jared for that because you do. Do you curl your hair every day?
Yes. Well, some days I leave it straight, but I do use my wand. Anytime it's, my hair is stick straight on its own. I don't have to straighten it at all. So anytime it has anything, any shape to it.
I don't think I realize how thin your hair is.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell her to put head to spray the crap out of it.
Massaging your head now.
I know, right?
What does that do when I scratch your head?
I don't think she likes it so very much by her face.
I don't
She's
know.
Like, what?
It doesn't just relax you. You know what's proven?
Gosh, it's the best.
So.
Really?
Oh. Even as a non-touch person, I love when she puts my hair.
If someone starts playing with my hair, I'm like,
Yeah, no, Karen said it's proven.
I'm gone.
That you go night-night.
Yes.
If somebody's
hairstylist, like, massage your hair.
I do love
my hair
appointments.
That.
Like, that's the best. When they wash your hair and all the things. That's the best.
So Dyson Wrap, you can ask for that.
Well, and then Jared told me the other day, he said, I already got your birthday present ordered. And I was like, what did you get? I don't even feel like we've talked about anything.
Right?
But he's a great gift giver.
He's such a great gift giver.
So we'll see what it is.
Okay, what's on your list?
The Dyson Wrap. I have that on my list. I really need some new Aligns.
Oh.
My favorite pant from Lululemon, these black ones. And I actually have them on today.
They're having a big sale right now.
Lulu?
Yeah.
That never happens.
Someone just posted about it in my Insta stories and they said Lulu was having a sale.
Well, maybe I don't wait till Christmas.
Maybe you don't.
So,
it's okay, Melissa.
But I've had these black Aligns for, I use the naked ones, the barely theirs. I've probably had these black for like 8 years. And Lululemon doesn't lose the color.
Yes. Right.
And so, but I'm starting, you can kind of tell. Once you see somebody with new ones, you think,
oh.
I need new ones.
Yeah.
Mine are old. But I need some of those. That's all.
Two things?
I think so. That's about it. No, wait, one more. There's a new Tory Burch Apple Watch.
I saw
Did
that.
Did you see that?
Oh, yes.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But I think it was an Instagram
it's
ad.
Pretty.
You,
I see all of it.
You and your Instagram ads. Now we're going to all have them on our phones.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it's a beautiful, you know how I love that Saddleback brown?
Yes.
It's that brown, but it's got the gold Tory Burch emblems all the way down.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's really so pretty. So I think I want that. What else?
What else?
That's kind of it. I usually build my list as I'm shopping for people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I think I want that.
Yep.
What do you have?
My mother-in-law asked me for a list because Brandon and I are not giving each other gifts this year because we're going on a trip instead.
Listen, if we don't find what states are open, we ain't going nowhere.
Well, we're going somewhere now because if I'm not getting Christmas presents, we're going somewhere. Although he said, well, I said, we already need to find
red states. They're not closing down.
Right?
Yes.
He said, I already bought you a present. And I said, I'll buy you one.
Me now.
I was kind of impressed. I'm like, it's November. You're like on top of your game. It's like, well, I just wanted you to know because I know we agreed no presents, but it's already on its way, so I didn't. Then I'll get you one. And he said, no, that's not the point.
You're like, okay, then you just give me one and a vacay.
I know.
But you guys haven't been on a honeymoon.
No.
Since you had to come home from your
home. Yeah, so we've never really taken a trip together.
Yeah.
So the first time we've ever gone away together since we've been married was, this was our 5th year anniversary. And so we went to a hotel.
Right.
And had dinner, just the two of us. So that was really cool. So this would be the first, trip we'd ever taken together. So we're really looking forward to that. But yeah. I really want a pair of Doc Martens.
Oh, that's right. Really that's right. Yeah, I told you give it to Kathy. She'll get it for you.
So Robbie now thinks they're cool because Samantha showed up with them on her feet on Friday, so no, I can get them.
No, not because Samantha showed up. So
she's a visual person.
I'm a visual person, and when she said Doc Martens, I thought, ew.
You were thinking like the 2000. Year 2000 like they Doc Martens.
Well, and I was also thinking like my Rise and Shine this morning, the old thoughts about cannabis. Right.
Yeah. Or so Birkenstocks.
Like, or Birkenstocks, yes.
Or.
Yeah. So or, Samantha came the day we went shopping. Uh-huh. Samantha came and she was cute top with black leggings and solid black, almost like an alligator cheetah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're not an alligator cheetah. I
see Adam. Alligator, no, they're crackled. They're black, navy blue color. Yeah.
I see animal print in all the things.
You do.
But they're like a dark black. Dark blue. And the way she had them, I thought, oh, okay, Melissa. Okay. So I like them.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want any, but I also said that about Birks, and I have 4 pairs.
True.
Melissa's eye comes out in her shoes.
100%. Because you know the ones that I sent her, because I was like, ooh. Because I couldn't find those ones. They're like my tennis shoes, but black.
Oh, wait, so what? They're like the Matrix?
They're like... rainbowy.
Oh.
But they're black?
But they're black.
Doc Martens? Ooh, I'd have to see that. I bet those are cool.
They're like patent leather?
They're patent leather with the iridescent in them.
Oh, that's ish. Cool.
Okay, I might have to see that.
I am a straight lace as it comes, except for
that's
my
fun.
Except for
shoes.
A
party
at
the
fun.
Shoes.
That's so fun.
Party on the feet.
Well, and I just got my Tory Burch boots, so, you know.
Yeah, so I'm excited about those. And I asked for earrings. My mother-in-law gives the greatest gifts ever, so I'm never worried about it, but I'm just giving her ideas.
I sounded like a snob when I just threw in there that I just got my Tory Burch boots.
That's fine.
What I meant with that was I might need to try those.
Yeah.
And then my brain said, no, ma'am, just got your boots.
I don't think that's a brat.
Well, I'm like, what did that have to do with the price of beans? She's talking about her Christmas list. Why did I just throw that in there?
Because you're thinking out loud.
It was in your brain.
It was in my brain. Yeah, that's fine. I was like, ooh, maybe I'll buy those. No, wait, you just got your boots.
That's fine.
All right,
I'm just really excited about them.
So you wanted what else?
I'm asking for earrings. And
you want that little olive June?
Okay, I didn't ask for that.
Why?
Because I feel like... You know when you already have like 5 things on your list? I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Okay, wait, one more
I'll
thing.
I'll buy it myself.
Oh, wait.
I don't want to be like, because I could put a lot on my list. No, I didn't ask for that. The pedicure box?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask for that, but that's fine.
That's fine. Everybody's fine.
It's fine.
Y'all, it's almost Christmas. I will tell you that. Okay. My house is fully decorated.
So
I'm
this is what
I
will say about a list. Because I'm going through my head. Okay. So I think this is why I'm having, which I know if I just look, I'm like, yes, I want this.
Yeah,
and this.
Sure.
However, this year, well, not even this year, but in these last couple of months, we've moved into a new, like, Chase and I have checked off all these huge goals.
Yeah.
And we finally just checked off like one of the biggest, we moved into a new house.
Yep.
Right.
Chase got a truck, which I know that's for Chase, but
you know.
Right. Still, it was a goal.
Yes, yeah. It was a goal. We just ordered a king size bed.
Yep.
And that has been something that both of us have wanted. So
I'm like, and you got your couch. Couch.
Yeah. Oh, we got a new couch. Got a couch.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Well, and Callie, you've been pregnant since March.
Exactly.
So you don't want clothes.
Right.
Don't fit right now.
Right. I'm wearing sandals in November.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm just like, okay, what? I'm like, okay, new bedding, but we're going to get that anyway. So that's, thinking, that okay, I need to work on my list, but there's just been so many big things we've checked
once
off.
Once your womb closes, you're going to be like, somebody made a piece of paper.
Right?
Hey, for your birthday, you'll be like, I didn't have a Christmas list.
I know, right? Which always, like, Danielle is like that with her birthday. My birthday's in February, so I always think what I didn't get for Christmas rolls over to my birthday in February.
So, Chase Atwood, you better be saving money for
the birthday. Which I think I already know what I want to do for my birthday.
Oh, good.
Of course you do.
So,
of course you do. You probably want to get dressed really cute and go to Dallas somewhere.
No, I don't.
Oh.
I just want to have a spa day with the girls.
I love this pajama theme in your brain.
I just want to
have your shower.
I know.
Do I have to give you those jammies back?
Yeah.
They won't fit you at least till the summer.
No, those are extra large, and I wore them when I was pregnant with
the pregnant girl.
When I was pregnant with
people trying to take the things from the pregnant girl. I'm like, just get the pregnant girl what you want.
If you look back at when y'all came to see me after Kate was born,
you had those on.
Those pants.
Fine.
I'm just
fine.
Saying.
I'll give them back.
I mean, I love you. I'll buy you some for Christmas. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Christmas. I should be wearing a little red nightie.
I have one pair of pajama pants that fit me, and they have a hole in the crotch.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, let me give you those back today.
Please.
I don't want people coming over and then getting the show.
No, let's not do that. No, let's not do that.
Aww. I'm just saying.
Okay, everybody get Callie pajamas for Christmas.
No. I just ordered some.
Oh, okay.
Like she did a nightie.
Okay. That's right. You said that.
Do y'all know those commercials for Snuggies?
Oh, my God.
Is that what she ordered?
Did you order one of those?
No,
basically.
It's not a Snuggie.
Hey.
You know
pretty
how
much.
I feel about Snuggies.
Is it zip?
I don't care.
No. Does
yes,
it
it's zip?
Why did you buy it? You're always so hot.
I was no. It's not fleece. It's very lightweight.
I'm so confused right now.
No, I was just trying to think. What can I wear when people are coming over? I'm gonna have
it zips.
Hold on.
From like the ankle.
Yes.
What?
Well, I know. Okay, if I'm nursing.
Whoop.
I'm just
that's
saying.
That's what buttons are for.
No, buttons come undone like this.
I know. I
yes,
had that.
You
when
just
I...
have a boot. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. I ordered it, and so y'all can F off, okay?
That just sounds so weird.
So enter Callie's testosterone
zipper
aggressiveness.
From my feet to up.
All I can think are those things that were on the thing at the booth.
Oh, I thought
it
was, okay.
You know, the little
sleep
bag for babies.
If I have a C-section, I don't want, what if I don't want to put pants on? I just want to put this on.
Then you put a nightie on.
One.
That buttons up.
I don't have that. I have a little cute
but
nightie.
But you ordered this zippery thingy. You could have ordered the
button. You wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
I wear like truly a little negligee.
The only ones that look really cute in it.
That's I don't not wear true. I don't wear sweatpants to bed. I
Jared
get hot on my legs.
Me the best on that one.
I wear a cute nightie every single night to bed, all even right. being 9 months
I'm
pregnant.
Sorry for what I'm going to respond like when I see you in this zipper thing.
Well, whatever.
Like
I'm going to be comfortable.
First.
Okay, fine. Look, just I'm going to
okay,
show
fine.
You.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
I don't know if this is going to help judging by your reaction already.
I don't
whatever.
Know.
Y'all
I don't
are
know.
Jerks.
The best part when she described it, I was like a Snuggie? And she's like, no. I was like, oh. And then she showed it to me, and I was like,
yes, that's a Snuggie.
No,
just,
it's not
she's
a Snuggie.
Always so
a Snuggie
hot.
Is backwards. This is
it
not
doesn't...
backwards.
She's still laughing.
Whatever.
Okay,
I'm gonna
you
be,
do you.
I'm going to be
you
comfy in
you.
It.
You should show them.
I'm going to be comfy in it when everyone comes over to see Charlie.
It's fine.
Whatever.
It's okay, Cal. It's okay. It's
I'm
okay.
sweating
well,
right now.
Okay, all
you know,
right.
This
well,
is the week of Thanksgiving. We didn't talk about Thanksgiving, but happy
listen,
Thanksgiving.
We're grateful
no, but
for all
not,
of you.
It's not going to be Thanksgiving
oh,
for when they listen.
But
though.
I hope you
oh,
had,
a
great
had a great
Thanksgiving. We're thankful for each one of you.
I hope you did not worry about calories and just eat a freaking Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
Yes.
Have all the
all
sweet
the
potato
carbs.
Casserole
yes.
you can, the rolls. Be sure you add a pound of Kerrygold butter. Oh,
that's what we should have talked about. The controversy of...
Oh, boy.
And I know what everyone's going to say here. I'm going to disagree.
What's the controversy?
Marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
I don't eat sweet potato casserole, so it doesn't
matter. Marshmallows all day long.
No marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
I don't have a preference.
You eat mine.
I take off the marshmallows. I take off the marshmallows.
The marshmallows are in it. You don't even know that. See?
I don't like marshmallows. It's already sweet.
You don't want the marshmallows on top?
I don't want marshmallows, period.
Well, you like mine and it's full of marshmallows.
How do you know I like yours?
Because you eat it.
That's not
That's because I am polite. And I was grown up saying you eat what is set before you say thank you for it.
All right. Well, you've never told me you don't like it in 10 years. Rude.
Well, I just don't do marshmallows. Okay, sweet potatoes.
I love me and Leo. Me and Leo love
Leo
marshmallows.
Loves marshmallows.
Yes.
So much.
That's
all
right,
it.
That's
my controversy.
Let's go. We're 40 minutes in, everyone.
All right, everyone.
Listen.
We love everybody.
We do want to tell you, all of our YouTube live viewers, thank you for joining us. Karen, I agree, marshmallows. What is this? Why is this even a debate? Exactly, girl.
It's like when Melissa calls her salad or her Snicker salad actual salad.
Yes. It is a salad.
No, it's
a
salad.
It's not. It's like fruit cocktail.
It's a dessert.
That's not a salad.
Yes, it is.
Fruit
cocktail
is not a salad.
It's a side salad.
There is a fruit salad.
Oh. Yes, a fruit salad. You know, with the fruit cocktail stuff whipped cream and the marshmallow.
Neither one of you are from the South.
No.
Okay?
It's just considered a side.
No. You're California. You're Ohio.
We're
going
to go back
Michigan
to Welp and Welp this episode.
Yeah, whatever. But we do want to say we absolutely love you guys.
Yes.
We're so
right
in love with our podcast listeners.
Yes.
And now our YouTube live watchers.
Thank you for joining us.
Be sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. Be sure you guys get our text so that you can join us. And thank you for your feedback. We still owe you guys, by the way. I know Megan is on here. We still owe you guys... we've had several requests for me to interview you two, Callie and Melissa,
sir, single.
On singles.
Oh, yes.
And what I taught you. So let's plan on doing that come the first of the year.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, perfect. All right.
That's
let's
it.
Let's still
that's
say
it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
happy Thanksgiving.
Even though you're going to listen to this on Monday. And
Merry Christmas.
Merry it's Christmas. The most wonderful time of... I thought y'all were going to sing with me.
No.
Of the year.
No.
You got this.
All right. Love y'all. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.